The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This is the Bulls Talk Podcast presented by Coors Light. I am Rob Schaefer, filling in for host Jason Goff. And today I'm joined by a very special guest, the Chicago Sky, Gabby Williams. Gabby joins us live from the Bradenton, Florida Wubble at IMG Academy to talk a little bit about the Sky season and about the WNBA's tip-off in a season that is dedicated to social justice and also some initiatives that the Sky as a team are taking to get involved with various communities across the city of Chicago.
Born in the Rockies, Coors Light is lagered cold for a crisp, clean taste. Filtered cold to ensure clarity and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve the world's most refreshing beer.
All right, welcome into the Bulls Talk Podcast. My name is Rob Schaefer, filling in for host Jason Goff. And today joining us, we have a very special guest, Gabby Williams, of the Chicago Sky, live from the Wubble. Gabby, how are you? As we're taping this, you guys are one game into your season. You've obviously been down in Bradenton for a couple weeks, but how are you and the rest of the team holding up so far?
Pretty good. You know, it actually hasn't been too bad. Not bad at all. It just feels kind of like I'm back at UConn. It feels almost like a college atmosphere. Just I'm living with my teammates again, and the gym's right down the street again. So it's been pretty cool.
Yeah, you guys are obviously known as a team in the W that is really strong chemistry-wise, especially returning a lot of the core from the breakout team last year. How has that been for you guys being all tight-knit and being able to grow that chemistry in kind of an unprecedented circumstance?
I think it gives us a huge advantage, especially in this wobble. The fact that our chemistry is so good because we are spending a lot of time together, we're living together, and we're kind of all we have in this bubble. We just have us and our staff. We don't have friends or family here, so we're all really relying and leaning on each other. So I'm happy that I am on a team that has this kind of chemistry and relationship with each other.
Yeah, and you know, not just a player for this guy, you're also a union rep for the team, I believe. With that context and also with the context of, you know, a global pandemic of, you know, since George Floyd's murder on May 25th, protests, really a worldwide reckoning with racial injustice and, you know, the oppressive structures that kind of build the lives that we live in. With all that as context, what was the decision-making process like for you to participate in the season when you get that proposition of, all right, it's time to play basketball with all this stuff going on? That can't be an easy decision. So what was that decision-making process like for you? What went into it and how have you approached this season with that context?
Yeah, it was really difficult for us as a team because the last thing on our mind was basketball, you know, with everything that was going on in the world. And as Black women, as women, we didn't feel seen, we didn't feel heard, we didn't feel visible, and our hearts were heavy. So the decision to come to the bubble really was, if we're going to go fighting social justice is going to be the forefront of our season. And it's also a great opportunity for us to, you know, we're going to have a lot of eyes on us this season. And it's a huge opportunity for us to grow our fan base as well as use our platforms for how we want to provoke change.
Yeah, I mean, the ratings for opening weekend were huge. Mm-hmm. That's an incredibly exciting
huge,
thing.
Yeah.
How has it resonated with you, the way that you guys have been able to use the platform so far in the reception that you've seen from some of the stuff you've done, which is, of course, all players are wearing Breonna Taylor's name on the backs of your jerseys, 26-second moment of silence, I believe before every game, and things along those lines. How has it sat with you the way that you guys have been able to use that platform so far?
Yeah, I think it's amazing. Like you said, opening weekend numbers went incredible. And then, of course, we got so many more games televised now because of that. And it just kind of proves that all we need is the visibility. And the league will do great. All we just need the marketing, and we just need the faith in us. So for us now to have all these eyes on us and to see a court that says Black Lives Matter, to see shirts that say her name, to see the 26-second moment of silence. That's going to go hand in hand with the WNBA. So you can't watch a WNBA game without thinking about what we're doing. And it's hopefully going to change the minds of all the fans watching who think that we're only athletes. Because when we step off the court, we're Black women. We are Black women first. And that's why this is so important to us. And I hope that we're teaching our young fans to kind of normalize this way of thinking.
Yeah, no doubt. And there's a huge awareness component to that. You have also said, though, that you're not willing to let it stop at awareness. And that kind of ties me into one thing I wanted to get in with you today, which is an initiative that, as we're taping this, guy just announced a couple hours ago. It's called Sky Takes Action. And it's an initiative in which every game throughout the season, Sky players are going to be donating money to Chicago-based community organizations, $10 for every point scored, $100 for every win. And I don't think many Sky fans expect a ton of these this season, but $50 for every loss too. So that's a good hedge there as well. And the six Chicago-based organizations, those funds will go to our By the Hand Kids Club, or By the Hand Club for Kids, mm-hmm. Black Youth Project 100, the Movement for Black Lives, Firehouse Community Arts Center of Chicago, and Future Ties. So obviously that comes, it's like a localized tie into the context of this season dedicated to social justice. How did that come about for you? Is that a team discussion that happens? And how did that idea come about and then come to fruition?
For sure. This has all been a team effort. It's all been very collective. Us meeting, bouncing ideas off of each other, agreeing on the amounts that we're going to pay and on the organizations that we chose. So that's what's so cool about this bubble is we have this chance to always meet and talk to each other about this. And we're not doing anything else. We're not traveling. So we can just focus on this. We work with Sam Acho with Athletes for Justice, and he, this wouldn't be possible without him. And he's put us in touch with the organizations to work with. So that's how it came about. And I'm super excited to be working and focusing on Chicago specifically.
Yeah, this might be kind of an odd question, but during a pandemic, how obviously you guys are in the wobble now, but I'm sure these conversations, I would imagine, were going on before too, as you guys were deliberating on how to approach the season. How has that communication happened for you guys? Even as now, you know, even as we're talking, you guys were without Jantel Lavender for the season. And the last I knew, it might have changed now and it might change by the time we this recording.
We can't physically be there for these organizations, but we want to teach Chicago fans, Chicago residents, and hopefully inspire other professional sports teams to match our donations and to educate themselves on these organizations in Chicago as well. So that, you know, we want this to have longevity and to gain traction. We don't want this just to be a transactional thing where we send money and that's it. We want to continue to work with these organizations and educate everybody, not just people in Chicago, about what these organizations are doing for the community.
Yeah, and what is the value of that? I mean, I don't mean that to sound like a kind of a facile question, but the value mm-hmm. of community building and community engagement and investing in that specific area, to me, it seems like it kind of gets to the root of all the bigger picture things that we talk about when we talk about social injustice and the issues that surround it. Why was it so important for these to be Chicago-based communities and the specific ones that they are, that are really kind of on the ground in the city? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we focused on minority-led, Black-led organizations, ones that are grassroots, that are harder to get funding, things like that. So that was really important. And we also chose organizations that are fighting for causes that are in line with what we believe and what we support as well. So that was the decision on selecting these and working with these organizations. So that's just kind of how it came about. It felt very natural because it was just like they agreed with us, we agreed with them, we loved what they're doing, they loved what we were doing, and it just was organic.
Yeah, and obviously you mentioned the hope that businesses and even fans will match your guys' donations, possibly exceed them, you know, who knows whatever people's means are. What would your message be to people that are maybe looking to get involved, unsure of how to get involved mm-hmm. within or outside of this specific initiative with these issues that you guys are advocating for?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is everyone wants to help, but they don't know how to quite navigate themselves. So just if you're a Sky fan and you used to go to our games, maybe what you would spend on a Sky ticket, you know, you can support us by supporting these Sky Takes Action. And that's kind of how we're looking at it. You know, we can't physically be there with our fans, but we still want them to feel like they're with us. So just anything you can give, and don't just give, educate yourself, read up on these organizations and see what they're doing, see where your money is going and how it's being used. And we think that will inspire people to keep giving and keep donating because they'll see that this is inflicting real change.
And keep the momentum too. I also want to ask about, you mentioned Sam Acho, who's listeners might know as a former linebacker for the Bears, back, I think it was 2015 to 2018, but he wears a ton of hats around the city. He's on the ground. I mean, it seems like almost every day you see something new from him. He's worked with By the Hand, which is one of the organizations that will be featured in this initiative, mm-hmm. Converting a liquor store into a grocer in Austin, which is a very important thing to do, and other community engagement opportunities. How did you get linked with Sam? And what has that relationship been like, making this thing come to fruition?
So him and Diamond were actually in contact with each other first, and they had worked together, and Diamond had actually gone to a school and visited some kids as part of the By the Hand program. And, you know, when we were bouncing off ideas, Diamond was like, we have to work with Sam. Like, he's a guy that has all the connections in the city. He's so smart. He's so knowledgeable, and he's going to be able to really organize this for us because, you know, we have so many ideas, but we didn't quite know how to turn it into action. And so Sam's played a huge part in making this possible for us.
Yeah. How has that dialogue been? I know he's the founder of Athletes for Justice, I think it's called. And there's obviously been a coalition almost of Chicago athletes that have been involved in a lot of these different endeavors. So what has that dialogue been like across the Chicago sports spectrum as, you know, different athletes look to get in solidarity on this?
Well, yeah, like you said, just solidarity. We hope we can all work together. So we hope that other Chicago athletes will support us. And in return, we hope that we can support them and back them up because I think we all want to see the city flourish. We all want to see the city do better. And us as athletes, we have some of the biggest platforms. We have some of the biggest influence in our community. So we want to make sure that this goes hand in hand with also our athletics, with also our sports. It's also this, you know.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I do want to, you know, ask a little bit about the season that's going on too. I don't know when this is going live, but as we're taping now, the Sky are fresh off their first game of the season. It was on Sunday. Pretty riveting win over the Aces. That's pretty not so sneakily, I think, one of the best rivalries in sports right now. There's animosity, maybe not animosity, but there's history there for sure. Before the season, media day, I know a lot of players on the team and Coach Wade downplayed the idea of expectations for this group. But you were one that came out and said it. Hey, we are a championship caliber team. That's where our aspirations are. That's where our goals are. What's the vibe around the team as you all get adjusted to this kind of unprecedented schedule, this unprecedented atmosphere? What's the vibe? What's the focus, and what can fans expect as the season kind of marches on?
Yeah, we're just going to take it one game at a time. This is difficult to play every other day. It's going to be hard on our bodies. It's going to be hard mentally. It's going to be hard physically, emotionally, everything is going to be exhausting. So we're just going to try to pick each other up, and it's going to be gritty. It's going to be a season that we have to grind out, and it's not going to be easy for anyone. So we're just focused on our bodies and staying healthy and staying together, because we're going to need every single person on the roster in order to make this possible.
Yeah. And what is that experience like? I know watching the broadcast, and maybe it's a testament to how good a job ESPN was doing kind of presenting the games, but I was kind of scared at how normal it felt watching. Is there a level where once you get the game actually gets going, you kind of get in your zone on the floor too, or is there still kind of a weirdness to shake off? And how does it feel actually playing in a fanless environment? And I think the Feld Center, it's a sound stage normally. I mean, that's just mm-hmm. it's just such an interesting thing to me.
Yeah, I think it's like some kind of entertainment studio, but it felt weird how normal it was. I mean, we got kind of used to it. And when you're in the game and you're in the zone, you don't notice a lot of background as much as you think. But there were some moments where a big play would happen and I'm expecting to hear the oohs and ahs, but you don't. But I mean, we're athletes, we're competitors. So we were just about winning the game and we were just locked in. So we weren't too distracted by not having fans.
Yeah, and anyone who's, watched Sky Basketball knows Coach Wade wears his emotions on his sleeve. But with coaches mic'd up now, you can really hear every word that he said. It's just so fun for a fan or for a media member to get to see that window. Do any of those aspects stand out a little bit more? Energy coming off the bench, trash talking and things like that. How has that translated?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely had to hear, both mouths from both coaches the whole game, which might take some getting used to. But I think that's fun. I think that's something that the fans should just embrace, and it's something that they may not see forever again. So just enjoy it. Take it with a grain of salt, whatever is said. Know that emotions are running high.
I hope they're running it on a little delay so you could filter out, some of the more unsavory stuff.
But, they have to, yeah.
Yeah.
It's necessary.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that. And just as you settle in and as it starts to, we've talked about how it kind of scarily feels almost normal. I really did catch myself this weekend of WNBA coming back. There were NBA scrimmages, baseball starting up. I almost felt kind of uncomfortably comfortable at times settling back into, okay, sports are back. Everything's quote unquote normal. But if there's been a theme that's come out of not only the pandemic, but also the push for social justice and more of a discourse around it, it's that a return to normal isn't necessarily a good thing this time, that it's something where the discomfort should continue. How do you keep the pressure on as the season goes? And even as, maybe the discourse shifts, I think that's a media responsibility too. That's definitely on us to a degree as well, as the discourse kind of shifts back towards the normal rigors of life in sports and things like that.
We just have to continue to remind ourselves, as normal and as used to it as we might feel, that it's not. We still need to be taking all the precautions. We still need to be very aware of everything that's going on. Because as people, we just adjust and we adapt. That's just human nature. It's amazing what you can get used to. I mean, I already feel like I've been in this villa for months. Me and my roommates, like Allie and Slew and Steph I live with, and we're all talking about, like, doesn't it feel like we've been here for but we can't forget why we're here. That's the main thing. So it's just a constant reminder and self-talk. And being aware of what's going on in the news.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that just has to be so much fun. You mentioned your three roommates. You mentioned it felt like being back at UConn. It really does sound, I think, is IMG Academy, it actually is it's not a college campus, but it is a educational campus of some kind, right?
Yeah, I think it's a high school, like a private high school or something.
Gotcha. So what, and anybody who's followed, the Sky social media account has seen you guys having fun, lizard catching, bug exterminating, things like that. How fun has that been to not only have the fun for yourselves, but also be able to kind of get it out there and build this brand as a team that is very exciting and relatable and things like that?
I'm just excited to just kind of take in every moment. And this is such a different experience, but I think this is going to be the season that I probably tell my kids about, my grandkids about for the rest of my life. Yesterday I was shooting with Olaf and we were using Clorox wipes as cones, and I'm like, this is not normal. Like, this is weird. Like, I'm going to be telling my kids about this in the future. So I'm just, it's a cool experience and it's cool to see all the other teams and interact with all of my old UConn teammates and things like that. So I'm just trying to enjoy the lizard catching, the longboarding and all that stuff.
Yeah, UConn's all over the place. I was watching with my girlfriend over the weekend and she's not much of a basketball fan. But, you know, we said before we went on air that I'm a Connecticut native, and I point out all the UConn players as they come across the screen. And she's like, what? Like, there's like three or four per team. It's amazing. Yeah. But that's cool. I mean, there is a community aspect to that, that sounds really interesting and compelling. So I think that's just about all I have. And I know you have a game tonight against LA. I mean, the schedule really doesn't let up. Not only are they going every other day, but Aces Sparks, you know, 2 and 3 nights. So I want to let you go. But before I do that, I want to let you plug your social media and plug the places where we can find kind of all the initiative-based stuff that we were talking about today, because, you know, people listen. It's important that they're able to go and get connected with that stuff.
For sure. We'll definitely follow Chicago Sky on all social media platforms. You can go to sky.wnba.com, and right on our homepage, you'll see everything about hashtag Sky Takes Action, and you'll learn everything you need to know about the initiative. More information will be coming in every day, so continue to check out that hashtag and follow our social, Sky Takes Action, and you'll be hearing about it over and over again all season.
For sure. Thank you for taking the time out. We really appreciate it. Good luck tonight. By the time people hear this, we will know how it went tonight. But good luck tonight, and good luck with the rest of the season. Appreciate you. So thanks, Gabby.
Thank you so much for having me.
We hope you enjoyed the Bulls Talk podcast presented by Coors Light. Find us on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Subscribe if you like the show, and feel free to rate and review us. New episodes are every Tuesday and Friday morning.
Check it out. NBC has got something special for you. Introducing our brand new streaming service, Peacock TV. From live sports to news, documentaries, and even some of your favorite shows, NBC Universal's new streaming service, Peacock, has it all. Learn more at PeacockTV.com, exclusive home for all of NBC Sports' free Premier League coverage, In Deep with Ryan Lochte, and Lost Speedways hosted by Dale Earnhardt Jr., and so much more. That's PeacockTV.com, PeacockTV.com to learn more.